And in turning to news from the Vatican, Pope Benedict XVI today met with bishops from Vietnam who are in Rome on their ad limina visit. Lydia O'Kane has this report.
Pope Benedict met with the Vietnamese bishops just 2 days before the feast of St. Peter and Paul and at the beginning of the recently proclaimed Year of Priests.
Notre rencontre prend une signification particulière en ces jours où l'Église tout entière célèbre la solennité des apôtres Pierre et Paul.
The Holy Father drew attention to both of these facts, saying that by coming to Rome and to the tombs of those two great apostles, the bishops were reinforcing the unity of the Church in Vietnam with the Holy See. He also called on the bishops to show concern for the clergy in their country and to assist them in their ongoing formation. He said in order for a priest to be an authentic guide for his flock, in accordance with the heart of God and the teaching of the Church, he must deepen his internal spiritual life and strive for the holiness displayed by the patron of the Year of Priests, St. John Vianney, the Curé of Ars. Pope Benedict also called on the bishops to work for a more just and equitable society in Vietnam. He drew attention to the recent pastoral letter issued by the bishops, which called for lay people to base their lives on charity, honesty, and love of the common good of society. The Pope called on the bishops to show a special concern for young people from rural areas who flock to the cities of the country in order to further their studies or to pursue work. He called on the Catholic citizens of Vietnam to make their contribution to society at this important time in the country's history as it opens itself up more and more to the world. The Pope urged a healthy collaboration between the Church and the political community, reminding everyone that the Church is not a substitute for government authority, but wishes only to work for the good of society in a spirit of dialogue and with respectful collaboration. I'm Lydia O'Kane.